Hello and welcome to Rev Kev's podcast. Are you looking for a brief moment of inspiration? Are you open to a change in your relationship with God? This week's message will provide fresh insight and simple solutions to some of life's daily challenges.
This is pretty simple. There comes a point in time when we just have to grow up. You know, obviously, we must do that physically. We understand that. But there has to come a point in time that spiritually we have to grow up too. In scripture, you can see it as a common theme where, you know, it describes the need to grow and mature. And so this one particular scripture in James 2, I want to share with you. God will not work above a person's will. Maturity is a process. However, faith without works is dead. James 2, verses 19 through 21. What it really boils down to is a personal desire to grow. You have to have a personal desire to grow. And here's the thing. Normally, misery loves company. And so change in itself can be awkward. It can be intimidating and it can be downright uncomfortable. But deep down in our spirit, we know this is necessary. And it really doesn't take any motivation from others to see this. It takes inspiration from within and the inward desire to mature. And that's the difference. We have to go beyond motivation to inspiration. That's why I have to really check myself when I'm sharing with others about what I do for a living. There is a lot of what I do that's motivation. But my hope is that I will ignite a fire of inspiration, because I can motivate you. I can give you words of motivation and make you feel good. But my prayer is that I will yield my life and my heart to the Lord to use me to be able to speak with such power and conviction and sincerity that it will ignite a fire of inspiration in you. See, I can motivate you, but I can't inspire you unless it comes from within. You have to be inspired. You have to take from within, and that can only come through the power of the Spirit. Last but not least, I want to talk about fire and trial. And that particular stage deals with personal adversity and life's challenges. So understand this. No one in his or her right mind wants to go through what I call the fire and trial moments in life. When I think back, those moments are tough. They're grueling, draining, challenging, frustrating, life-altering, and downright painful. However, though, the fire and trial is necessary for growth and development in this journey of being Christ-centered. And you know, Jesus, he makes it pretty clear in scripture in John 15, verses 1 through 8. He says, "I am the true vine and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful." Verse 3, "You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me." Verse 5, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such as branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples." One doesn't have to profess to be a Christian or religious to acknowledge that they have encountered any of these stages for your assignment. See, these stages are present during our time of grief and healing, but also during our life journey. But remember what I mentioned a while back. We have to be willing and active participants in the process.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the message. For daily interactions, please connect with Rev Kev on Facebook and Instagram at Rev Kev Ohio.